From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. A few months ago, a veteran in Miramar launched a GoFundMe page for a group called We Build the Wall. The goal was to raise money for President Trump's proposed wall on the Mexican border. Here's founder Brian Colfage in a video about what happened after he launched the fundraiser.
People were giving their money to fund the wall. We're getting millions and millions and millions of dollars in donations in days.
Well, the group raised over $20 million and just broke ground last weekend in New Mexico. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services confirmed to WLRN that it has officially launched an investigation into the charity. The department has jurisdiction over nonprofits incorporated in Florida. A spokesperson says the agency received consumer complaints against We Build the Wall and that complaints were also filed with the Florida Attorney General's office. We Build the Wall was originally going to transfer the money to the federal government, but Colfage later changed his mind and said his group would build the wall itself. WLRN could not immediately reach him for comment. In Jerusalem today, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law that prohibits anti-Semitism in Florida public schools and universities. He's been in Israel for a trade mission this week, along with the bill's sponsor, State Representative Randy Fine. On the Florida Channel, Fine said the new law applies the state's policies to other forms of discrimination, like racism, to anti-Semitism.
If you bring that into the classroom, if you bring that onto a university campus, however we would deal with someone who would engage in racist behavior or policies or procedures, that is how we will deal with anti-Semitism. We are simply mirroring the way we've spent decades dealing with racism.
The bill also adopts the broad definition of anti-Semitism already used by the federal government. State officials say they will remove Airbnb from a list of blacklisted companies. That comes about 2 months after the company reversed its decision to remove a couple hundred listings from Israeli settlements in the West Bank. State officials will make that recommendation to Governor DeSantis and cabinet members next month. DeSantis has said he supports removing Airbnb from that list throughout his trade trip to Israel this week. Well, Cuba has long been one of the last wired countries in the world, but WLRN's Tim Padgett says the communist regime took a big, if long overdue, step today to get the island's population connected to the internet.
If you've ever visited Cuba, you've no doubt seen the weary crowds in government-designated parks and street corners trying to get a Wi-Fi connection. Those frustrating days of disconnectivity may finally be over. Cuba's state-run media report that starting at the end of July, Wi-Fi and other internet connections will be legal in private Cuban homes and businesses. So will imports of critical equipment like routers. The move had been anticipated since the government let Cubans access the internet on their cell phones last December. It's the latest step in the regime's pledge to get half of Cuba's population online by the end of this decade. When the U.S. reestablished ties with Cuba 5 years ago, only 5% of the communist island's population had full access to the internet. Cuba's new, more tech-savvy president Miguel Díaz-Canel has made it one of his stated goals to correct that. Still, this being Cuba, the regime will continue to control the internet content Cubans can access, and those who want to import Wi-Fi hardware will have to register with the government. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.